You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Revenue, it's the lifeblood that keeps a city or a town alive. And that lifeblood took a hit for communities in Michigan during the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. The Michigan Municipal League wanted to find out if municipal revenues have recovered as our state climbed out of the recession or not. So it commissioned a study from public sector consultants to hopefully answer that question. Chris Hackbarth is Director of State and Federal Affairs for the Michigan Municipal League, and he is with us now. So, Chris, just to get us all on the same page, when we say municipal revenue, what are we talking about and where does it come from?
Well, thanks for having me on today. You know, as we look at this issue from the municipal standpoint, the state budget and local budgets are really different animals entirely. The state probably has at least a dozen different revenue sources at its disposal that rise and fall with economic activity. When we look at our local governments, you know, our cities, our villages, our townships, our counties, they really are limited to two sources. We're talking property taxes, a few communities with income taxes, and then state shared revenues, revenue sharing, we call it. And there are two pieces of revenue sharing, and one of those is our statutory piece, which is delivered through the budget process. And that, you know, when we look at property taxes and we look at revenue sharing, those two sources make up about two-thirds to three-quarters of a local government's budget. Now, that's a significant piece, and when both of those were hit the way they were in the recession, it has really damaged communities' ability to invest in themselves and attract talent and job providers.
And, you know, just to kind of reiterate what I had said at the top of our conversation, revenue is indeed the lifeblood that keeps a city or town healthy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we get into issues like, you know, public safety, obviously, roads and sewer systems, water systems. But then you get into, you know, just what are the things that will really attract people to a community, make a community vibrant. When you look at your downtowns, when you look at, you know, streets, and when you look at the amenities, parks, and other features that residents want in their community, you know, those are hard to support when we're crimped from a revenue standpoint like we have been the last 15 years.
So this study that you commissioned from public sector consultants tracks municipal general fund revenue trends from 2002 up to 2017, looking at 225 cities. So what is the verdict? Have municipal revenues in Michigan recovered as the economy recovered or not?
Not at all. There's a complete disconnect. When you look at, you know, like I said, property taxes and revenue sharing, that two-thirds to three-quarters of a local government budget, we're down overall 12% over that 15-year period, adjusted for inflation. We're down 15% property tax revenue, and we're down over 37% on revenue sharing. So, you know, you've taken those two main sources of funding local governments, funding police and fire, and we've shrunk them by, in inflation-adjusted dollars, over $300 million in that 15-year period.
That's what I was wondering about. When we hear percentage, I don't know that it always connects with people. When you can tell them how many dollars, so you're saying over $300 million.
Correct.
And when you think about, you're describing the day-to-day basis, you've done a pretty good job of kind of talking about how that impacts daily living. How about in the long run? How do the declines in revenue impact the cities and the people who live in them, looking ahead in the long run?
Well, I think everyone is expecting that, you know, this period of economic recovery we've been in nationally, it's one of the longest in our history. It will come to an end. We have recessionary cycles. When that next recession hits, we have so many communities in the state right now that are vulnerable to real distress, you know, maybe even as far as bankruptcy. And, you know, that is a problem that the state hasn't faced yet. We haven't come to grips legislatively through statute. When we look at some of those things that really limit our communities and investing back in our communities, we haven't been doing those things over the last 15 years. Whereas when you look at some of the other line items in the budget, we have. The legislature's done a good job of restoring just about every budget, every line item, back to at least where we were in 2011, the last time we had a major budget reduction. Revenue sharing has not seen that same kind of focus.
Why?
That's a good question. You know, I think that we talk about term limits, you get a lot of legislators who, you know, they weren't part of what happened 15 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. So, you know, it's a step away from them. It's not their responsibility. That's the local government's responsibility. They have a state budget to manage. and they're managing their state budget and investing in the priorities they see. I think it's our job, and one of the things we're doing with this report is to highlight the need to make revenue sharing and some of these other problems a priority for the legislature to address.
Your report also points out how revenue has not kept pace with inflation, so that's hurting.
Absolutely. When you look at anything that a local government does, you know, from a hiring a police officer to operating a library or, you know, patching streets or repairing their streets, all of those costs rise over time. And when you look at the fact that we have not kept pace, you know, not even with inflation, we're under inflation by 12% when it comes across that period of time. No community is going to be able to maintain the services that they had, and they're struggling to maintain even the pared-down level that they've got now.
And so pared-down things, there have been cuts. That phrase, cut to the bone, is often used. But we have to ask, are municipalities doing enough to fight these declines in revenue, or are they powerless?
Well, you know, every community does the best that they can with the resources they have. They certainly want to be, you know, effective service providers for the residents. But, you know, you look at communities that have had to take major reductions. We've had seen the state have to step in certain communities just to provide state police support to augment their local police. We've seen foundations stepping in to support just the general operations of a community, whether you look at Kalamazoo or Flint, Detroit. You know, you have these foundations that are doing the work that a city should be doing through their own resources. And because of the fact that they can't do it on their own, we're having to try and draw on these other sources. And that's not what we should be doing. That's not the purpose of those organizations. We need to be investing back in our communities so they can provide the basic services and then go beyond so that they can attract job providers and talent.
Chris, how does the situation with municipal revenue in Michigan's communities compare to the rest of the country?
You know, it's an interesting question, because when we look at the rest of the country, it's very difficult to find any other state that is as restrictive on revenues as Michigan is for our communities. When we look at the Headley Amendment and Proposal A and the limitations on local revenue raising options that there are, Michigan really stands unique across the country. You have a couple of states like California or Colorado that have growth limiters, but even those states still allow other local options that we don't have here in Michigan. As I mentioned, we have 24 communities of the 530 cities and villages and 1,200 plus townships. Only 24 communities have a local income tax. We have no local sales tax options. We have no real other local revenue raising options at the city level. And that really hurts when it comes to trying to diversify when you go through a recession like we did.
So what is the message to state policymakers contained in this report?
Well, it is the first message is to recognize there is a disconnect. When they look at the state's budget and they see growth and they see areas that they're investing in a state budget, they need to recognize that same growth doesn't exist at the local level. And then the question is why? Why are we disconnected at the local level, and what can we do to turn that around? The first is making revenue sharing a priority in the state budget from the administration down to the legislature. And then it's looking at what are those things that are limiting a local revenue options, whether it be some of the negative interactions of Proposal A and Headley or local options so communities can chart their own course with their residents.
Chris Hackbarth, Michigan Municipal League. Chris, we want to thank you for being with us today on Stateside.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.